Whether you're going to Boston Calling, to the Cape, or just grilling in the backyard this weekend, the weather forecast will be key. So, for a look at the weather, we bring WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein to us now. He joins us by Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So, this is going to be the busiest travel day of the Memorial Day weekend today. What can we expect today?
It's a gorgeous day, actually a day where I would not want to be in the car because we have all sunshine, temperature up near 70, light winds, a little bit cooler northeast coast as well as the islands where temperatures stay in the 60s because of that wind coming in off the water, but really just a stunning day.
A warm-up begins tomorrow. How hot and humid is it going to get and how long is it going to be with us?
Right. So it's a two-day affair. The humidity is more of about a 24-hour affair here. So tonight's really nice, clear, comfortable, great for sleeping. Tomorrow, temperatures really take off very quickly. We're going to have a westerly wind come in. And I think by 9 or 10 o'clock, we'll be already into the 80s. And by the time we get towards noon, we'll be approaching 90 degrees in many places. The breeze will help a little bit. And also, humidity is going to be very low. So the air is super dry. And also, if you've put out plants already for Memorial Day, be sure to water them. Everything's just going to get sucked out of the ground really fast.
What about the Cape and the Islands on Friday and Saturday? Will it be as hot there?
Yeah, not usually is, and it will not be. Even the westerly wind will keep them cooler. But it's still going to be in the 70s there. And even on Saturday, getting to the upper 70s to near 80, and that's the day we'll all have those humidity levels rising. So the dew points are going to go back into the 60s. Temperatures still 85 to 90. There'll be less wind, so it's going to feel a lot more uncomfortable. But we're not talking mid to upper 90s, but still very hot when you compare it to the past couple of days.
Will it be cooler up north in the mountains?
So it is going to be cooler up north, especially on Saturday as a cold front starts coming down from the north. So what's happening here this weekend is that we have a little shot of warm air coming in. And then on Saturday, as that front slips south, if you're up in the mountains, temperatures will only be in the mid-70s, even lower 70s with a couple of showers, because there the cooler air will start to move in a lot earlier.
And then what about Sunday and Monday?
So Sunday and Monday are not great days in terms of sunshine. Temperatures are going to be much cooler. If you are in northern New England, it will only be in the 50s on Sunday and getting back into the 60s on Monday. Down here, temperatures will be in the 60s both days. It's going to be relatively cool, but I don't think we're going to see a lot of rain. The chance of showers is relatively low. Sunday's highs only about 60 to 65. Monday's highs 65 to 70. Showers in the forecast, looking at your smartphones, you probably see the showers, but most of the time is actually dry, and any showers we do get should be relatively light.
All right, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein taking us through the long holiday weekend. Thanks a lot, Dave.
You're welcome.